Welcome to the Heal Your Hunger Show, where we get to the heart of why you overeat and how to stop. If you struggle with food and weight like I did, welcome home. Welcome to the Heal Your Hunger Show. So happy to have you here. It is a great day to be alive, and I'm so excited about today's topic. And before I get into that, I want to just say, if you're here for the first time at the Heal Your Hunger Show, welcome. So glad to have you here. This is where we talk about all things that cause emotional eating, because it's not just about the food. It's not just about loving chocolate. Trust me, there's more to it than that. So here's where we dig into that. So if you're curious as to why you go to the refrigerator time and time again, guess what? You're going to find answers to that question here on the Heal Your Hunger Show. So welcome. And if you've been here before, welcome back. So happy to have you here. And if you haven't taken the quiz yet to learn if you're an emotional eater or a food addict, go to healyourhunger.com and just take the quiz. It's 3 minutes. You'll find out right away. You'll get a personalized score as to whether you're an emotional eater or a food addict, or somewhere in between. It is a spectrum, so find out where you are on that spectrum. And lastly, we record these shows often in the Secret Sauce group, and that's also where you get up-to-date information about Heal Your Hunger and special things going on, like the upcoming Sugar Challenge, the Quit Sugar Challenge. So go to Secret Sauce to End Emotional Eating Now. That's a group on Facebook. Just type in on Facebook, Secret Sauce to End Emotional Eating, and we'll let you in, and there's where you can join the conversation and get support. Nobody can overcome this problem on their own. Nobody. I promise you, I couldn't, and I teach all my clients how to have real community with other emotional eaters, and that's what you're going to step into when you join the Secret Sauce group. So, did you hear me mention about the Quit Sugar Challenge? Yes, we are. It's fast approaching, so go to quitsugarchallenge.com and join us. It's going to be so much fun. It's a week's worth of amazing videos and trainings that I'm going to do live, so you can join us live, you can ask questions, you can support each other, you can comment. It's going to be a lot of fun. You'll have a very specialized workbook to go through as you go through the Quit Sugar Challenge, and prizes, and recognitions and amazing recipes. You actually get a recipe book of all the amazing sugar-free recipes that I love that are so sweet and tantalizing, but they have zero sugar in them. So it's super, super, super almost next to nothing to join the Quit Sugar Challenge, like $7. So join us in the Quit Sugar Challenge. There's no hidden cost. That's it. And, you know, quit sugar. Get off of sugar now. It's not doing you any good, I promise. So yeah, it'll be fun to have you in there with us. So on with the show. I want to talk about your weight loss failures. I want to talk about those failures and do a reframe so we can finally see them as successes, and how, if you don't feel like you've had weight loss success, how you can actually do that, okay? How you can turn those failures into success. So I'll start with this article. It was about Jeff Bezos, who is the founder of Amazon, okay? The mighty Amazon. And whatever your thoughts about Amazon, it was an interesting article written by somebody in Inc. magazine. And what was neat about the article is he was sort of commenting on Jeff Bezos' 4,000-word statement to Congress. And this is a statement that he made, and invited to write. So he and the other powerful companies that were invited to come and sort of defend their companies in front of Congress, not only Amazon's Jeff Bezos, but Apple's Tim Cook, Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, and Google's Sundar Pichai. So each of these men were invited to write a statement and present to Congress. And Jeff Bezos' statement was very long, over 4,000 words. The rest were like, you know, 2,000, 1,300, whatever. But this guy really went to town. He has a lot to defend, after all. You know, he's building like the largest company on the planet. He's the richest man on the planet. planet. So yeah, I'm sure he's got a lot of arrows in his back, and this is his opportunity to, you know, kind of stump for himself. And it was a very interesting talk. The article I'm reading you is from this other man in Inc. magazine, who just sort of summarized it with the context of, you know, gee, this is kind of an interesting display of emotional intelligence in the way that he's built Amazon. So I'm not really commenting on that. I just want to talk to you about failure, okay? But in his, in what he said, he talked about the many failures of Amazon. But I am going to just read a little bit from this article because I found it so fascinating. So, and it is, you know, amazing storytelling. So Jeff Bezos said Amazon's the article says Jeff Bezos begins by telling the story of his mom, who gave birth to Bezos as a 17-year-old high school student in Albuquerque. Bezos talks about his mom's determination to finish her education, attending night school with little baby Bezos in tow. He follows with a story of his dad, Miguel, a Cuban immigrant who adopted Jeff when he was 4. He didn't speak English and didn't have an easy path, writes Bezos. What he did have was a lot of grit and determination. Bezos' father ended up studying in Albuquerque, where he met Bezos' mother, which is very interesting. I mean, just in and of itself, I found it very interesting to know that. I didn't know that about Jeff Bezos. Bezos then speaks of his grandparents, focusing on his grandfather, a civil servant and rancher, who taught Bezos the lessons of self-reliance and resourcefulness. When you're in the middle of nowhere, you don't pick up a phone and call somebody when something breaks, Bezos writes about his grandfather. You fix it yourself. Bezos tells of the many seemingly unsolvable problems his grandfather was able to resolve, from restoring a broken down caterpillar bulldozer to doing his own veterinary work. My grandfather taught me that you can take on hard problems. When you have a setback, you get back up and try again. You can reinvent your way to a better place. And obviously, this the purpose of this was to humanize Bezos. You know, he's not just, you know, a power and money hungry guy. You know, he actually has a heart, and he actually came from very humble beginnings. What I take from this, though, is the powerful story about Amazon and how, you know, carrying on that same theme, how they got up time and time again and dusted themselves off, you know, and built this massive company, which, you know, I'm very grateful for. I mean, it's amazing. Everything's like, you know, go to Amazon. You can get on down to Amazon. I mean, they definitely listened to the customer's needs and responded to them by creating such easy access to amazing products right to your door. And in a time of COVID, obviously, you know, more amazing than ever, more convenient than ever, safer than ever. So Bezos details Amazon's many stumbles through the years, cumulative losses of nearly $3 billion by the year 2001. That was the first year Amazon produced a profitable quarter. Can you imagine $3 billion losses, $3 billion losses in 2001? So he said, at the pinnacle of the internet bubble, our stock price peaked at $116. And then after the bubble burst, our stock went down to $6. So imagine running in a company where your stock goes from $116 a share to $6. Pretty humbling, pretty scary, okay? Big failure. So the bottom line is they obviously turned that around, but he talks about other failures that they had. He says, in addition to good luck and great people, we have been able to succeed as a company only because we have continued to take risks, big risks. To invent, you have to experiment. And if you know in advance that it's going to work, it's not an experiment. For example, analysts couldn't understand why a company known first as a bookseller would get into the business of selling digital storage and server capacity, the backbone of Amazon Web Services, AWS. And while AWS eventually turned out to be a smashing success, it was alongside the many risks that didn't work out. Remember the Amazon Fire Phone, anyone? What I take from this is that you don't succeed by stringing together a bunch of successes. You succeed by stringing together a bunch of failures. And why is this so important for the emotional eater? Well, because emotional eaters are no stranger to failure. I talk to women every single day who are really discouraged and really down because they feel like a failure. They have tried so many things to lose weight and it hasn't worked. And they feel like there's something wrong with them. They feel like a loser. They feel like everybody can get it but them. They compare themselves to Sally Jane, who, you know, just went on the keto diet, lost 40 pounds, and has kept it off ever since. You know, why did that work for her? I couldn't do the keto diet. You know, I just got hungrier, you know, or whatever. The intermittent fasting, you know, every time I start to eat again, I binge. You know, I lose control. So what's wrong with me? I'm the only one in the world who can't do it. So these are things that emotional eaters tell themselves. So here's my experience of the women who end up coming to Heal Your Hunger for help. These women have been through it. Okay, they have been through the ringer. They started out, you know, in their teens and 20s doing the diets, the exercise programs, the beach body this, the fasting that, the grapefruit diet and the Atkins diet and whatever. Okay, they start out doing all the diets and all the exercise programs, but that doesn't work. So then in their 30s, they start going deeper. And this is true for me, although I just did it in a shorter period of time from like age 17 to 21. But I went through the same cycle where, you know, I was focused on the symptom, the weight, always trying to do something about the weight, the fat, you know, the food, focusing on the food. But then I realized, and so did my clients, that wait a minute, there's got to be something else going on. So we go deeper, right? So we start reading books. We start looking into the psychology of it. We start maybe going to therapy or eating disorders therapy or maybe a 12-step program. We're digging, we're searching, we're digging, we're looking deeper for what to do about our food and weight issues. You know, for me, all those things together didn't work for me, but I was still on, I was seeking, right? And I was going deeper as I sought. But what happens with the women who come to Heal Your Hunger is they realize that there is more to it than just focusing on the symptom. You know, and I love it when I talk to a woman who gets it, who gets that it's not about the food and the weight. Those are the ones I can help. They realize that the diets aren't working for them. They start to see the pattern. You know, how many diets do you have to go on to realize diets aren't the answer? But the point is they're seeking at a deeper level. And my experience of emotional eaters is that we are seekers. We're spiritual seekers, okay? We have a depth about us, an emotional depth that is so beautiful. And that depth causes people to go deeper in their search. They read books, you know, on spirituality. They read books about psychology. You know, they are seeking answers to their food problem by going deeper. But the problem is knowledge, you know, knowledge about psychology, knowledge about, you know, emotions won't solve it either. Unfortunately, it's not about knowledge, you know, therapy. It's not about, you know, fixing your head. My experience is if when you're dealing on the intellectual level, trying to solve this problem, it's not deep enough because we have to take that journey from our head to our hearts. You know, unlocking the solution to overcoming emotional eating happens in our hearts, when our hearts are touched and our hearts are opened up. But what I want to say about all the failures you've had is that if they cause you, you know, disappointment, but they don't keep you from continuing to seek, then there's hope. You know, some women feel so discouraged, they stop looking and they settle in to being overweight. They settle into their obesity. They just say, screw it. I don't want any more disappointment. And I understand that mentality. But there's a divine spirit within so many people who end up at Heal Your Hunger's door. There's a divine spirit that makes them continue to want to find a solution. So if you've been discouraged like 100 times with failed diets, failed exercise programs, and you're still struggling with food and weight, I want to say you're lucky. You're lucky because you haven't given up. You're lucky because there that spark of divinity inside of you that says there's got to be a solution. There's got to be a way to lick this thing. When you have that spark and you're still being guided by that spark, there's hope. As much as it's hard to hope, I understand. I talk to women all the time. They're like, I'm afraid to believe you, Trisha, that I can be free. I'm afraid to believe you because I've been disappointed so many times. And I'm here to say it's okay to be cautious. It's okay to be skeptical. It's okay to be reticent. But at the end of the day, you know, you decided to reach out to me because of that spark of divinity. That's like, you know, that little bit of hope, that flicker of hope that is waiting to be fanned into a flame, you know. And so because you have that, because you're even listening right now, you have that. And that's a beautiful thing because it'll drive you to actually find a solution. That is really the amazing thing about failure, is just like Jeff Bezos' company, they found things that didn't work and it drove them to continue to seek and find things that do. So if you're here listening to Heal Your Hunger, or you've read my book, you know, and you're curious, and maybe you're just like wanting to sign up for, you know, a breakthrough session with me, but you're afraid. I get that. And I just want to say hooray. Hooray that you're even considering it, because that flicker of hope is still alive in you. And I want to say also that, yes, you can overcome emotional eating and you don't have to be afraid of hoping. You know, see, the beautiful thing is you have gone deeper. The beautiful thing is that you are attracted to what I have to say. You know, this is an energetic thing. A lot of women will not hear me because they haven't taken that journey deeper to where they're really digging into what's the cause of this. They're not asking the right questions. They're just like, what's the right diet? Okay, so the fact that you're over looking for the right diet and you're into going deeper, that means you qualify. You know, you qualify to connect with me, to have a conversation with me. Not everybody qualifies for my program. Okay, let's be clear. It's not for everybody. That's why I talk to people, you know, have a one-on-one with a complimentary one-on-one with somebody to determine that. But the fact that you're asking the right questions, wondering what's wrong with me and what's driving me, that is hopeful. Okay, it's no longer what's the right diet. It's what's driving me. What is hidden inside of me that I can't figure out? So it's good. It's good that you're asking those questions. What my clients are also discovering are the hidden gifts that come from their struggle with food and weight. Okay, because it's a journey. Anybody who has struggled with food and weight is on a journey. And what my clients are discovering is that this struggle has brought them to the point where they are going deeper, where they're looking for the underlying causes, they're working through the Heal Your Hunger system, you know, the step-by-step system to identify and heal those deeper causes. And what's happening to them is not only weight loss, but healing of so many emotions, healing of so many relationships, healing from low self-esteem and lack of self-confidence. These are the fruits of going deeper. These are the fruits of realizing it's not about the food and it's not about the weight. So my clients are learning to hold their head high. They're learning to stand for themselves. They're learning to stop hiding out in the corner or being afraid of being seen. They're not waiting till they lose 100 pounds either. They're not saying, I'll be seen when I'm thin. No. They are stepping out now. And guess what? That's the secret. They're starting to have their consciousness and their self-esteem raised as they go through my program before all the weight's off. Okay, they're starting to lose, but they're not there, you know, and yet they're starting to show up and starting to claim their spot in life, their place of being seen, their place of being heard. So they are reaping the benefits of that deeper journey and that deeper walk. And the result is the weight loss. Okay, so many times women are saying, when I lose weight, I'll do X. When I lose weight, I'll go on that trip. When I lose weight, I'll go to that tropical island, you know, and put a bathing suit on. When I lose weight, I'll go on the dating app. When I lose weight, I'll, you know, start being more social. When I lose weight, I'll start getting together with girlfriends. If you wait till you lose weight, it's never going to happen. Because those actions of stepping out of your comfort zone, those actions of doing it anyway, because let's face it, nobody cares how much you weigh. Nobody's looking. You know, it's all in your head, this idea that everybody's going to notice how much weight you've gained during COVID, or everybody's talking about your, you know, extra 10 or 15 pounds. Trust me, they're not. So when you step out boldly and you start, you know, claiming your place in the world as a worthy and beautiful woman, right here, right now, as you are, the weight will start to come off. Okay, it's not the other way around. My clients have so many successes besides the weight loss. So many successes. And when they focus on the real issues, the underlying causes, the lack of self-confidence, the lack of self-esteem, the lack of speaking up for themselves, the lack of boundaries in their lives, you know, the lack of healthy relationships, when they start really making changes in their lives, because guess what? It's a living problem, not an eating problem. The weight comes off without focusing on the weight. But if they hadn't persevered, if they hadn't continued to listen to that still small voice inside that said, there's got to be a way, there's got to be a different way to approach this, there's got to be a way to lose weight without going on one more diet. So when you listen to that voice, that urging that knows there's got to be a better way, those who listen to that still small voice and continue to search in spite of all their failures with weight loss, those people get to experience the beauty and the freedom around food that they've been craving all their lives. So your failures do not ever have to be a mark of shame, okay? Your failures are simply ways that didn't work. And hopefully they're a way for you to realize focus on food and weight was never going to work, you know, and you started taking that deeper journey to the point where you're interested in what I have to say, because that's all I talk about, you know, are the emotions, the thoughts, the way we live. Those are the things you need to be focusing on. Those are the things I show people how to turn around, and the weight just falls off when they do. I hope that makes sense. You know, it certainly worked for Jeff Bezos and Amazon. They failed their way to being the top earning company in the world. And he said it himself, it takes risk. You know, he had a very cushy job making a lot of money when he decided to start Amazon. And I want to read to you what his boss said when he announced he was leaving. When Bezos told his boss at a New York City investment firm that he was leaving to pursue this dream, his boss responded, "You know what, Jeff? I think this is a good idea, but it would be a better idea for someone who didn't already have a good job." Imagine if he'd taken that advice. Imagine. But instead, he stepped out. And he said in his soliloquy to Congress, "When I'm 80 and reflecting back, I want to have minimized the number of regrets that I have in my life. And most of our regrets are acts of omission, the things we didn't try, the paths untraveled. Those are the things that haunt us. And I decided that if I didn't at least give it my best shot, I was going to regret not trying to participate in this thing called the internet that I thought was going to be a big deal. It took grit and resilience." What if he'd given up? What if he'd said it's not going to work and he just gave up trying? I'm urging you to stay on the road of seeking a deeper solution for your weight loss struggles. Don't use your failures as cause for quitting. That little spark inside of you that wants to lose weight, that wants you to feel more beautiful than you've ever felt, that wants to fit into those amazing clothes that are in the back of your closet, you know, that spark of divinity that wants you to heal that terrible compulsion inside of you that you don't know where it comes from. I want to tell you, I know where it comes from, and I'm happy to show you. But regardless of whether we end up speaking or not, don't ever give up. That's that very, very important seeking of a solution for your weight and food struggles. My clients know now that it was a gift. Their relationship with food, you know, and trying to seek a solution for it brought them to a happier, more useful, more satisfying, and a lot more joyful way of living. It was food that showed them how to do that because they kept seeking and they found a solution. So I want that for you. Don't ever give up. See it as a journey that is serving a purpose when you go deeper and you finally face the underlying causes. Thanks so much. It's so good to be with you. Be sure to join us in the Quit Sugar Challenge, quitsugarchallenge.com, and I will see you soon.
If you enjoyed this podcast and want to get free support, insider health info, exclusive invites to events, and more, visit healyourhunger.com.